Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, you are now tuned into the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dice, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we are going to jump straight into it. So if you haven't done so already, we're going to talk about, we've got a very interesting topic coming on today. We're going to be talking about stocks dropped 700 points. I'm about to say 7,000. Oh, my God. But 700 points. Snapchat gives out earnings clues. And also, why is Zoom really zooming? So we're going to take a look at all that good stuff today. So today's topic is going to be very important because this is going to be a sounding board topic versus it's going to be pretty educational. We're going to look at some things together. As you guys and girls are coming in live, feel free to hit that. Tell me where you're from. You know, tell me where you're from. So right now, today, the first thing we're going to start off with some news. And the news is, you know, stocks dropped 700 points. You know, we got the election coming up around the corner. Followed by the election, we have the stimulus talks that are still on. And we're in the midst of earnings season. So we're in the midst of earnings season. We got the president election going on. And we're in the middle of a pandemic still. You're talking about more cases being found and things like that or whatnot. So there's a lot of things that's going on in the market that kind of got the market going a little crazy, being very emotional, and putting up some crazy numbers. But the thing about it we're going to talk about in this episode is staying calm during the sea, finding ways to invest throughout the sea. I'm sharing my knowledge of what I learned about the world of investing. And if you are a trader, if you're someone who day trade, or if you're someone who's looking for the hot stock in the next 5 minutes or tomorrow morning, then this is probably not the show for you. I'm probably not the guy for you, right? But if you're looking for to learn how to become a better investor, learn how to read investments in companies and business, then this is the show for you, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, if you haven't done so already and you are catching me live, as you're coming in that door or whatnot, whatever you're doing, however you're catching this live on Facebook and YouTube and things like that, go ahead, make sure.
Hit the subscribe button. Hit the bell icon. Hit that like, comment, and share button.
Yeah, make sure y'all hit the like button, subscribe button. If you haven't done so already, grab your Investor Show Cup. Check out the Children's Books Financial Literacy Series, Wesley Learns, if you like the program, you like what I do, you want to support. So before we jump into our first topic, the first thing we're going to get to is what's going on in the market. You know, today we saw stocks go down 700 points, something we haven't seen. I mean, it's red across the board. NASDAQ down 2%. NASDAQ, Dow Jones, S&P 500, pretty much down across the board, down 2%. All the major indexes are down. All stocks are down. To me, that is a buying day, right? So, Prince, why do you say that's a buying day? What's happening? I'm typing it so you guys and girls can see it. Should already had this typed up, but okay, we're going to get it up. So what's happening in the market? So let's see what you guys and girls got to say here in the comments. We got Shiro. Hey, how you doing, Ms. Shiro? She says, good evening. Thank you for tuning in. We have Mr. Al. What's going on, Big Al? He says, good evening, the Prince of Stocks. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Facebook user says, good day, bro. Appreciate it. And feel free to tell me where you're from. I like to see where y'all are from. King Carter, the stuntman, he said, it's about to be 100 people in here today. That'll be nice. That'll be nice. But, you know, we're small, like, base. I look at numbers, but numbers come when they come. I'm not crazy about that or whatever the case may be. I just put out the knowledge. If you like what I say and do, then you subscribe and tune in. If you don't, you don't. But it's true. In the media, when you come down to financial media, you don't see as many people interested in finances when markets are doing well. People are only interested in finances when markets are doing bad. So when we had that pandemic, you know, when the pandemic started back in March and the market started to really decline, I mean, it was a lot of people really tuning in. I see my numbers just jump crazy because of the market was going down. You know, it was hitting the circuit breaker every other day. So, yeah, you're right. You're right. Lucky Smile. Hi, Prince from Jacksonville, Florida. Thank you for the knowledge every time. Thank you, Ms. Lucky's Mom. I know you're probably lucky. Now, I remember her. She's out of Jacksonville, Florida, and she owns Southwest Airlines. She was waiting on Southwest Airlines, and I was going to do something with Southwest Airlines video-wise, but it just didn't happen. I was on to something else. I was reading some other stuff and just didn't have the time to put out that content. But anyway, Southwest Airlines jumped up 4% last week. Jumped up 4% last week after their earnings report, even though, you know, today I think they give away about 2%. But a nice little jump did happen with Southwest Airlines before we even saw the stimulus package get passed. You know, stimulus package talks are still happening. So who else we got in here? Oh, Miss Boss Lady. How you doing, Miss Boss Lady Centris? Hi, Prince. Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Thank you for tuning in. 300 trend. Ha ha. Yes, bye. It's a bye day. It is a bye day. I read that 300 trend or 3,000. 3,000. Sorry about that. I don't know if it's my phone or not, but your mic is low. Is my mic low? Y'all let me know if my mic is low. If not, then I'll turn it off and use my other audio. But let me know if my mic is low. Y'all can hear me. He said the world still needs companies and products. The demand is just changing. North Bay Area. All right, the North Bay Area. I'm thinking that's in California. All right, 300 trend, you all right. We're going to talk about that. Andover says hello from Newark, New Jersey. Andover, all right, we got New Jersey in the house. And I think the Bay Area, I think you said North Bay Area, so I'm thinking that's Sacramento area, the Bay, I'm guessing. Please don't get wrong, get mad at me. He said, I'm from Waynesboro, but I'm currently reside in Harlem. I can't even say that part of Georgia. Harlem? I never heard of Harlem, Georgia. But, hey, thank you. You know, Waynesboro, y'all know, my hometown. She is from my hometown. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Ms. Crawford Benjamin, she's always in here. She says, good evening from North Carolina. Okay, North Carolina. I got my hometown in here. He says, solar. We're going to talk about solar, green energy. Beef! He said, it's my Providence, Rhode Island. I already know he's from Providence, Rhode Island. He said, thanks for getting back to me. I'm buying monthly dividend stocks like AGN, CO, LTC, ARC for the ETFs. Is that for cash flow? Are you looking to build cash? Beef, I'm guessing you're looking for cash flow, like make money every month, make every money every week. Is that what you're looking for, cash flow? He said, Mike is fine. Thank you, thank you, thank you. 300 trend. I knew it. He's from the Bay Area. We're going to get into it. We're going to get into green energy, solar. Either the mic is low or the price turned down his Georgia. He said the price turned down his my Georgia voice. Oh, that's hilarious. That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Okay, San Francisco. I knew it. All right, New York. Matthew Simmons. Holly from Littleton. Is that Littleton, Colorado? Matthew Simmons? Littleton, Colorado? Is that Littleton, Colorado? If that's not, that's right here in Denver. That's the suburb of Denver. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what's happening in the market? People are wondering. People are saying, oh, my God, you know, the world is coming to an end. What's going on? Things like that. What's happening in the market right now? We have three, four major things going on. We're in the middle of an election. We have election season going on. Two, we have one, we have the election season going on. Two, we're in the middle of a stimulus package. Are we going to get another stimulus package or whatever the case may be? Three, we're still in the midst of a pandemic, which we don't have a vaccination for. The fourth thing is we're in the middle of corporate quarterly earnings. Quarterly earnings are coming out. I think Google is today after the market. Didn't look at them before the market today. But Friday will be a big day. Friday, October 29th, I said this weeks ago that it will be a big day, especially for the NASDAQ and tech companies. You got Facebook, Amazon. I think it's Apple. Facebook, Amazon, and Apple, which comprises of about 30% of the NASDAQ all market cap-wise, is reporting their earnings on this Friday. Now, we learned in the last episode, we learned how Tesla gave a clue to Apple's cash pile. Ladies and gentlemen, Tesla earnings shot out a clue for Apple's cash pile. If you remember what that is, let me know in the comments. If you remember, what clue did Tesla earnings give to Apple? That's how I know you're a real fan of the show. You really tune in. because, you know, we did an episode on it. I talked about that. And we read Tesla's earnings together, and we discovered a clue for Apple's earnings. So with that being said, on today's show, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about how Snap earnings gives a clue to Facebook earnings. We're going to talk about how Snap earnings gives a clue to Facebook earnings, right? I knew you was going to get it. I know Max B was going to get it. He already knew. So, ladies and gentlemen, Max B got it right, the split. So, Tesla and Apple did a major stock split this quarter. And when companies do a stock split, it raises the value of the stock remains the same, but the price of the stock decreases significantly. Now, if the price of the stock decreases significantly when you have a stock split, then and the demand goes up, so when price drops, supply and demand, when price drops and demand stays the same, you know demand is going to increase, right? I'm sorry about that. I said it incorrectly. But when price drops, demand increases, right? When price drops, demand increases. Tesla went from $2,000 to $4,000. Apple went from $400 to $100, making it more affordable. That's the whole purpose of a stock, right? So what ended up happening, if you know, many people jumped in before and after the stock split. What does this mean for the companies? Tesla just reported on their earnings that during a capital stock split, I want y'all to tell me, you know what, Max B, since you were so good at that, on which financial statement can you find proceeds from a stock split? On which financial statement? It is the balance. Is it the balance sheet? Is it the cash flow statement? Or is it the income statement? Where can you find how much money a company made from selling stocks? So essentially, they called it a capital raise. Tesla referred to it as a capital raise inside of its earnings report. So when Tesla split its stocks and it brought down its stock price for an average of $489, they made $5 billion. $5 billion, well, it's actually two places it pops up. So $5 billion popped up two places on financial reports. Tell me what you think if they, okay. She got it right. Ms. Crawford Benjamin, she said cash flow. So, yes, cash flow. Under cash flow, you will see capital stock. There's a section called capital stock and financing. So, in the financing company, under the financing section, you got three sections of a cash flow statement. You got the operating section. You got the finance station section. And what is the other section that's not clicking to my mind right now? What is it? Operating, investing. So you have operating, investing, and financing. Under the financing section on the capital stock, you will find how much money did the company make by selling stocks. Ladies and gentlemen, a company sells stocks to raise money. So when Tesla did that, they made $5 billion. You can see that on the cash flow statement, right? Max B, you are correct. You said balance sheet. Yes, under the cash and in the balance sheet, you will see also $5 billion, right? So that's where you have it at. So you have it on the balance sheet. So you guys and girls can see how the balance sheet, the income statement, and the cash flow sheet talk to each other, right? So I have the Warren Buffett's philosophy where I consider myself to be a value fundamental investor. So I don't know what the stock is going to do tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen to it in 5 years, but I can look at what it's doing today and look, I can see how much money they have in the bank. How much money is it generating? How much money is going on, right? So by itself, Tesla stock went up 2% after its earnings, and it said, hey, we made $5 billion this quarter from selling the stock, from doing a stock split. So now you have the next question of Apple. Who else did a stock split? Apple. So Tesla sends a signal to say, oh, wow, stock split, if they made $5 billion, how much money did Apple make that's going to show up on their cash flow sheet and their balance sheet when they report their earnings come this Friday? So that's by reading one report, you can get an inside look at another report before they even release, right? So now we're going to talk about Snapchat. We're going to talk about Snapchat. Let me type this banner up here that I'm going to type up. We're going to talk about how Snapchat. Let me see if you guys and girls can guess it. What earnings signal did Snapchat send to Facebook? Snapchat. I'm going to type in just Snapchat. That's enough. So I know where it's at. So Snapchat. I'm not an investor in Snapchat. I'm not a very big believer in Snapchat. You know, I've owned Facebook off and on. I don't think it's in one of my portfolios right now. But, you know, Facebook is a big company. The biggest strike I have against Facebook is it makes 98% of its income via one source. 98% of Facebook incomes comes from one source. If this source is interrupted, that we've seen in the last couple months, and I think it's gonna, I think this is what's gonna hurt their earnings come Friday, is they make their money from ad revenue. Ad revenue is 98-99% of Facebook revenue. If something happens with ads, Facebook is in a world of trouble, and I've said this before. This is the only thing that makes me skeptical of Facebook. Now, the thing that makes Facebook dangerous is that Facebook has little to no debt. Facebook has no debt and a crazy amount of cash flowing into the company. So when you look at the finances, it has a lot of money. When you come down to when you look at the finances, when you look at their income statement and their balance sheet, but the thing that strikes me is the cash flow. And I think that when you see this whole antitrust thing going on against tech companies, Facebook is at the forefront. Facebook and Google are the two big tech companies everybody's looking at. Amazon and Apple is there as well. But Google, since it dominates, Google is the internet. It controls all the search engines. So they're getting beat up by Congress. And Facebook being the number one social media out there, most people get most of their news from social media. And Facebook is number one. Facebook owns WhatsApp. Facebook owns Instagram. Things like that, whatnot, right? Google owns YouTube. So when you're looking at Facebook, my only gripe against it is its ad revenue. And if its ad revenue is ever disrupted, I can see a bad time coming in Facebook. That's why I'm not there. But now you got to ask yourself, what signal did Snapchat send to Facebook's earnings? So I read the Snapchat's earnings report, and I think Snapchat went up 15 to 20% when they released their earnings. Snapchat went up 15 to 20% when they released their earnings this past last week when they released their earnings. Why did Snapchat go up 15 to 20%, and what signal did it send to Facebook? Facebook's earnings. All right, let me see what y'all are saying in the comments. Ms. Destiny Rose, she's out of Sacramento, I think. She says, I have to go back and replay this one. I'm late. No problem. And I knew it. She said, good evening from Sacramento. 300 Trans said, buy Tesla. That's not what I am saying. Tesla's earnings are kind of crazy. I believe Tesla is positioned well. Tesla owns SolarCity, which is green. Tesla follows into the electronic cars. It is the biggest brand and name in electronic cars. So when I look at going forward in the green space, I like Tesla. Not that I'm going to put all my money there, all my eggs in the basket, but I believe Tesla is in a – I think Tesla has a competitive advantage when it comes down to electronic cars. Electronic cars, as everybody continue to do green talks, you already saw in California, and 300 Trend, you're right there in California, the governor is stopping the sale of gasoline cars, I think, in what, 5 to 10 years? Within the next 5 to 10 years, there will be no gasoline cars. Tesla has a long way to go as far as growth-wise. So when you look at somebody's launching missiles into the sky, when they're buying SolarCity, when I look at green energy, it's continuing to grow. Tesla's right there. As everybody gets away from gasoline cars, who's right there to pick up the money? So when you look at, yes, General Motors would be there. Ford would be there. There will be other competitors that would jump into the EV space, electronic vehicle space, the self-driving car space. That's a new hot space that's going to revolutionize in the future. We're not going to be driving cars in probably 15 to 20 years, right? So, or not as much. We will still be there, but we won't be driving cars as much, right? So the thing is, when you're looking at your self-driving cars, Tesla's right there. Tesla is already has a self-driving car. It already is in the green space. Its car is green because it's electric. Also, they are getting into the solar panel energy space with SolarCity. They're saying, hey, buy a car, go charge it up at home. And as you can see, the green energy space is continuing to grow and expand. The number one job in the next 10 years is wind turbines. So regardless of what people are saying, when I look at the future, I'm not investing for today. I look at the future, and I just think that the name brand, you have companies out there like NIO, you got Ford, but when you look at that name brand that Tesla has, that doesn't show up on a balance sheet, and that's worth a lot of money. So right now, That's my outlook on Tesla. That's why I would give Tesla a go at this particular time. They turn themselves profitable, and we'll see how they continue to grow. All right. Kendrick Taylor says, Snap has one hell of a ride for me. Started buying at the Kylie. This, the updated version. I took profits Friday. I don't think it is sustainable. So why did it go up, Kendrick? If you was an early investor into Snap, why did it go up this past week? What did Snapchat do that made it just jump so high off of his earnings? What did Snapchat do? You're right, 300 trend. He said Google is not the internet. We just think it is. No, it is not the internet, but pretty much practically it's the number one research tool. It's the number one way to go. Google has enough power to build or destroy a lot of people. Overnight, they can take 300 trend. I don't know your real name, 300 trend, but they can take you and turn you to a massive superstar. People validate you through Google. You reach out to somebody. You're like, hey, my name is John Smith of the Investor Show. They're like, well, who the heck is John Smith? They go validate you through Google. People research. The number one way people research nowadays is via Google. If you're a business, you practically, if you're a business and you're not on Google, I don't know what you're doing, right? Unless you're in a business where you don't need or want customers. But if you're a food restaurant, you need to be on Google. Your positioning on Google means a lot, you know, in the business world. When you run an ad, a political ad, you want your ad to be at the top search of Google, at least the front page, right? If somebody decided to do a crazy campaign against me and they put it all over Google that, I eat my own toenails or something crazy or whatever the case may be. They took a soundbite of me saying that and threw it all over Google. And, you know, you research my name and that's the first thing that come up on the first page. That's all over the first page. That can hurt me as a brand, as a person of trying to do business. So that's a lot of power. So it's not technically the internet, but Google is a big thing. All right. He said, I think he meant to say Tesla. He said, I think Tesla's the future. I'm right there. He said, yep, bye. You're right. Man, the EV Hummer's looking pretty cool. He says, looking pretty. The EV Hummer. Yes, you know, electric vehicles will become more and more prominent in the future. It only makes sense. Gas stations will be replaced by a charging station. And that's telling you that that's all in the green energy space. Solar power. I don't even think we're going to have panels on our house. That's why I didn't get panels on my house, because I think 10 or 15 years from now, we won't be using these big blocky panels. I think that there will be shingles. You will get solar power shingles put on your house. It's going to be something you can put on your window and make it solar powered, which is kind of already out here, but it hasn't been massively produced yet. You know, it's not readily open, I would say. I think that newer houses are going to start to be made green. When they build your house is already going to come green already with solar energy, right? So, all right. So, okay. Let's see what we got here. Kendrick Taylor says, DAU ad revenue increased from the Facebook boycott. Mm-hmm. There you go, Kendrick. There you go. We're going to look at that. Bitcoin Success says, I brought a put on Snap for the 30 strike price. Yes, you know, for prime example, look at Gap. GPS, I do hold it in the portfolio. It went up 15% overnight. I knew that was a perfect time to sell some of them and to get back in today, like today. So that's the way I look at it. Hey, how you doing, Miss Ruby? Y'all give me 1 second. Hey, Greg, let me give you a call back. I'm live, okay? All right. So, yeah, that was my brother giving me a call. I give him a call back when I get off. But, yes, hey, how you doing, Miss Ruby? Miss Ruby, I didn't get a chance to respond to your comment, but I know you wasn't too happy with the episode we did with James Fortland. James came on. Uncle James came on. You know, he's out of New York, old Wall Street veteran. He was on Wall Street for 40 years, still on Wall Street to this day. Now he gives tours and things like that. He came on and he was talking about how the S&P 500 indicates the presidential election, right? So he's just saying on the election year, how the S&P 500 performs is how a great indicator on who will win the election. If it's performing very well, it means that the person in power will stay in power. If it's not performing well, if it has a declining S&P 500, it's a very likelihood that we will switch powers. So I know you said, you know, you didn't like that. You know, everybody knows Uncle James is a big Trump supporter. He's from New York. He, you know, he's a Republican guy or whatever the case may be. But he just shared his views. So, you know, this is not a political show. I'm not looking at the politics. I'm looking at it for investors. The whole point of the show is the whole point of the show was for people to understand if we have a President Trump win versus if we have a Joe Biden win. You know, how would the market look? How would my 401k look? How would my investments look? So I'm taking it and I was looking at it from an investor standpoint, right? Not to say, oh, this is the better person. I don't get into, you know, right wing, left wing. I'm an independent person. I'm an independent thinker. I will never just go with somebody just because of a party. That's just my personal take. At the age I'm at now, who knows? 5-10 years from now, I may have a total outlook on it. But as of today, I'm an independent person, independent thinker. Who's doing the best for me, or I feel it's going to be the best for me and people, then that's the way I lean. So, yes. She says Snapchat stepped the game, the ad game up. They added lenses, animes, and stuff like that. So we're going to look at it. You're right, 300 Trend. True that on validation. Yes, it validates you. If you go Google Prentice Dykes, if you've never heard of me before, you go Google my name, and there are all of my books, all of my podcasts, all my shows, all my media appearances. All you go, oh, wow, okay. If you have a rich return, that's what they call it on Google. You have a rich return. Oh, my God, this guy Prentice Dykes seems to be okay. You'll feel a little bit more comfortable for me, right? I like this guy. 300 Trends say, wait, eating toenails is bad. Let me clarify that. I'm not saying that eating toenails are bad. I'm just thinking of something that it would be considered a little weird. I will say that. You know, I don't know too many people who tell me to eat their toenails. But if you was doing that, I was speaking of how the power that Google has and how it can sway an election. Google can sway an election. Google can sway your product by Google ranking your products up higher. It gives you more visibility, so Google is very powerful. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's read this together. Let's look at Snapchat's earnings together. Y'all kind of spoke on it. I have them pulled up here. I have their press report. So, ladies and gentlemen, you guys and girls are right. Right here, the DAU is the daily active users, grew by 18%. And also, they invested into their new cameras. But the biggest things that you see right now, ladies and gentlemen, what grew was the ad revenue. The ad revenue for Google grew tremendously, right? The ad revenue is good, was very amazing, right? When you look at the ad revenue, it was amazing for Snapchat. And as we know, Snapchat is the number one, not number one, but Snapchat makes all their money, practically all their revenue comes from one area, which is ads. See, can I pull it up here so you guys and girls can see it? They're investing, you know, they have more active users. They invest into the cameras. Okay, we partner with Champ Sports. Pretty much they partner with Champ Sports, the Coca-Cola. They launch Meet the Snapchat Generation, the platform burst. We continue to innovate to better larger platforms. That was good. This is their press release. I should have went down to their finances. This is not the actual. This is their press release for their finances. So here we go. Revenue increased by 52%. So they increased their revenue, right? Revenue increased by 52% to $679 million in quarter three compared to last year, right? And I pulled up the press release. I didn't actually pull up the actual SEC report. It's in here too. Here's the 10-Q. Sorry about that. Here we go. Let me shut down this screen and open up on the next one. Let me open this up on the 1 second. Let me remove this and stop it. Where are we at on here? Here we go. Nope. Not it. Give me 1 second. Let me do this. This is the difference between the press release and the actual. Okay, things out. Okay, now let's try this again. Boom, here we go. All right. So this is the actual financial report here for Snapchat. All right. So you can go look at the revenue. And right below their cash, this is their cash flow statement. This is their income statement. So the income statement, look at the top line revenue. You're seeing that last year they made $446 million. This year they made $679 million. When you're reading these numbers, be careful what you say here because this is in thousands. So 600, so you can see the growth from last year to this year. But the thing I don't like about it, it's still a losing company. It's still netting a loss. I'm not sold on Snapchat. How much debt does Snapchat have? Net loss. Yeah, see how much debt Snapchat has. Total current liabilities, $610 million. Those are current liabilities, mean liabilities that are due within the next 6 months. Other liabilities, so about $2 billion now in liabilities. I'm not cool with that. But they have $4 billion in assets, so not too bad. But let's look at their current assets. $3.3 billion, okay. Their current liabilities, so, okay, they're not in debt trouble. They're not in big debt trouble. Because, yes, you owe $610 million, right? But you have $3 billion in current assets. So your total current assets versus minus your total liabilities, that means they have a positive working capital of over $2 billion. So short-term capital, working capital is not a problem for them. Yes, they have a large amount of total amount of liabilities, but then they have a large amount of assets as well. So that's not too bad. So let's look at their retained earnings. What does their retained earnings look like? Okay. It's pretty nice. So they have $2 billion. That's pretty much the net worth of the company. Net income. Where's the net income versus total assets? So with their assets, so this is called return on assets. So for $4 billion in assets, if you have $4 billion in assets, but you're having a negative loss, you're still losing money, that's not a good idea. You know, that decreases your return on assets. But I'm not here for that. I'm not going to go through. I'm sorry about that. I'm not going to go through that whole thing about Snapchat. I'm not going to go through a balance sheet like that. Let's go on down here to their notes. All right. Let's go to their notes. Let's get on. Okay, revenue. All right, here we go. Right here, revenue. This is what a sweet spot is. This is where you can read financial reports. You don't have to read articles and online. This is not what print said. This is what the company says. And if they are lying, they are subject to go to jail by the SEC. All right, this is what they say verbatim. We generated substantially all of our revenue by offering various advertising products on Snapchat. We included Snapchat ads and sponsored creator tools and measurable services. Referred as advertising revenue, sponsored creator tools included sponsored geo filters and sponsored lenses. Sponsored geo filters allow users to interact with an advertiser's brand by enabling stylized brand artwork to be overlaid on a snap. So I'm guessing you can take a Nike geo filter and put it over something. I'm on Snapchat. I Snapchat enough, but I'm not a Snapchapper. If that makes sense. Sponsored lens allows us to interact with a brand. That is not exactly what I wanted to say, but this is the next line that I want to see. This is the first line I want you guys and girls to see. The substantial majority of advertising revenue is generated from display of advertisement on Snapchat through contractual agreements that are either owned or fixed to fee-based over a period of time and a number of advertisers. All right. So right here, they made money. They make pretty much all their money comes from ad revenue. And they're saying, hey, we had a massive amount of way to generate more money, do all this type of stuff with Snapchat, make measurable tools to see who buys and sells, all of the good stuff. Great. Ad revenue. So ad revenue went up 52% during this time frame. Ladies and gentlemen, as you look around the world of politics, you're looking at we're in the election year. We're right here on an election. We're on a turning point of an election. Look at all the ads you see on Google. Look at all the ads you see on Facebook, Instagram, which is pretty much the same thing. So right now, you look at the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. They're going full press because I don't turn on the TV and watch Fox Business, right? If I watch television, it's probably due to me being in a lobby somewhere, right? it's probably due to me being in a lobby somewhere and it's happened to be on. So you're having somebody's running for president from their basement. President Biden, President Hopeful, former Vice President Biden is sitting in his basement trying to win presidency from his basement. You can't tour. You can't go out the normal ways of campaigning. So social media ads have gone through the roof. Now we're going into holiday season. As people are sitting at home more, you're seeing the DAU increase. DAU is the daily active users. So as you see all of the controversy that's going on, you're seeing countries in riots. You're seeing a presidential campaign. More people consume their information from social media than ever before. So when you're looking at news, you're looking at campaign trails, think about it. Majority of people are getting their news from their phone via some type of app. So most people are on Facebook, they're on Instagram, they're on YouTube, Twitter, social media. So if you were an advertiser, where would you place that money? So right now we're in a situation where we have a pandemic going on, but we're forcing more people to be at home. Also, you're in the middle of an election. Also, you're seeing ad revenue increase dramatically with Snapchat. How was Snapchat able to create so much revenue from ads? Did they create their revenue from ads because Snapchat is the hot thing? No. Snapchat is increasing its revenue due to, and people, if I was Nike, look at Gap. Look what Gap just did. Gap just saying, hey, we're closing down our stores. We're going to beef up our online presence. Walmart, we're going to close down our stores, beef up our online presence. You're looking at shopping centers and malls, things like that are becoming obsolete. You're looking at people like Amazon continuing to dominate. Amazon will dominate this Friday when it comes down to revenue. Comes down to revenue. They dominated all this year. They're going to continue to dominate because as everybody tries to jump into the e-commerce space, Amazon has been there. They built their platform there. They built their name there. They have the name and the brand. So when you look at Snapchat just told you, hey, compared to last year, we made 52% more revenue on ads. How were they able to do this? Some people say, oh, they got creative with filters. No, I don't care what type of filter you created. That means businesses are allocating their resources and funds to social media. Twitter, Facebook, Amazon, YouTube. How many times? Now it's irritating. I can't even watch my own YouTube videos for ads been all over the place. Thanks to those ads that does generate revenue for content creators, right? So how many times you watch an interview and there's ads all over the place, political ads, things like that or whatnot, all over the place, right? So as we're in the middle, it's a perfect storm for ad revenue for social media outlets. They're in a perfect storm. More people at home, meaning the DIU is increasing. The daily active user is going to increase for Facebook. Also, when you're in the middle of a pandemic with more people at home and you're in the middle of an election cycle, more businesses are allocating their marketing revenue to social media. More businesses are allocating their marketing revenue to social media. And when you think about that, when you see Snapchat just report, hey, we made an extra $200 billion, that lets you know, well, who's the king of social media ad revenue? That's Facebook. So when you look at Facebook ad revenue, Facebook revenue-wise will blow it out of the water. I can't watch a Facebook video without ads, right? You can't watch a YouTube video. Instagram, every fourth post on Facebook is an ad. Google's the same way. Look at Google. You know, people are, you know, YouTube owns Google. People are putting Google's on ads on Google. So when you look at all this ad revenue that companies are, somebody like Chipotle, guess what they're doing? They're rather advertised via social media. That's where the audience is. You think a little 16-year-old or 25-year-old people, what do they spend most of their time? If they're not watching sports, half the time I catch a game online somewhere, right? I mean, I have Netflix, I have Hulu, I have the streaming services, but I don't watch TV. I don't watch television at all. When I do watch television, maybe something on a streaming service, but most of what I watch will probably come via social media. So ad revenue is funneling into social media. Now, let's not get caught with the idea that, oh, Facebook is a great company now because ad revenue is going there. Facebook is on the chopping block because of antitrust. Facebook is so powerful that it can sway and influence and validate people overnight. You know, so Facebook is having that much power. What did Facebook come out and say earlier this year, if you recall? Facebook came out and said, what? After this election, we're no longer running political ads. I don't know how true that is. But if they do that, that will substantially hurt them. Because even though, as a politician, I've seen people win elections just from social media. People have won elections just from social media and social media marketing. Every business, practically every business, has a Facebook. So by, if that is true, if they no longer allow political focused ads to be ran on Facebook, that could hurt their future revenue growth, right? That is something I'm concerned with, because not only do we have a president every 4 years, we have senators every 2 years, we have local elections, we have people running for, you know, all type of things throughout, you know, year round. And the first thing a campaign does is create a social media presence and start marketing on social media. That's like rule number one, right? If I was running for Board of Education, first thing I would have is Prince Dykes for Board of Education. That'd be my first thing. I have my little flyers of me looking like this, telling about all the great things I am and how my candidate is no good. You know how the political thing go. So that can hurt them significantly. So the future earnings of Facebook is suspect. If they come out on Friday and announce that they're no longer running political ads because they don't want to be, you know, factored in for antitrust or, you know, whatever the case be by the government, that can hurt their future growth and their future earnings. That would be something I'd be concerned with. But their revenue, Snapchat has sent the clue that, hey, look, during a pandemic, we made an extra $200 million. If I read that correctly, that's like an extra 200. They had a 52% growth in the middle of a pandemic where most businesses are disappearing from ads and ads revenue. What does that say about Facebook? That's my outlook on it. All right. And that's not going from what I'm saying. That's me using common sense and also looking at some other things. Y'all give me 1 second. This might be, boom, he is perfect. He is perfect on this. Now, why did he send this through this? All right, y'all give me 1 second. So, okay, let's see what y'all are saying in the comments. Now, the next thing we're going to go into, why is Zoom stock zooming? Why is Zoom stock zooming? Why is Zoom stock zooming? Let me type this in. I know it's going to be corny, but I think it's funny. Zoom stock zooming. Why is Zoom stock zooming? We're going to talk about it. We're going to look at the finances of the company, and we're going to see why do we think Zoom stock is zooming. So they haven't reported their earnings yet. We're going to look at their last quarter earnings. Let me give you a little backdrop on my thought process when I very first saw Zoom this year. I was not a believer in Zoom at all. You know, I thought that, hey, this pandemic thing, we're going to get through this. This is like the flu. But it just gradually got worse and worse as things linger on. That things become bigger, we're going to be in this for a while. More companies, they're not doing interviews no more. They're interviewing you on not social media, they're interviewing you online. So as you see this marketplace continuing to grow, I think that Zoom, with this name, is starting to be in a very great position. And we're going to talk about why Zoom is zooming. And pull this up on my other thing. Y'all let me know what y'all thought about my little Snapchat clue that it gave out to Facebook. All right. Here we go. Zoom stock Zoom. Before we get into that, let me see what you guys and girls are saying. $300, he says, hi, what do you think about uranium and helium? I'll get into those in a second, right? I'll get into those if we have some good questions, right? So, good question. Mark, what's going on? That's my guy there, Mark, out of Atlanta. Good friend of mine is there, Mark. Shout out to him over there on Facebook. He says, good question. Why is Zoom zooming? We're going to look at Zoom. My goodness. We're going to see why Zoom stock is zooming. That's what you guys and girls are saying. He says Snapchat Snap, yes, ad revenue. Ad revenue was 52% of revenue due to ad revenue. Sending clues. He says Zoom is mandatory for schools. Problem solved. Skippy. We're gonna look at it even further. We're gonna look at it even further. You guys and girls gotta think about it. You know I am a fundamental person. So for me to say something, I'm gonna look at the fundamentals to back up what I'm saying. Destiny Roberts says, is it good to be reminded of what's really happening behind the scenes? This is common sense. He said, it's good to be reminded of what's really happening behind the scenes. This common sense. Yes, common sense approach to the sophisticated world of investing. Why is Zoom stock zooming? Some people say, oh, because of pandemic, everybody's getting online. That's why the stock is going up. Why is Zoom doing this? Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Let me pull it up on my, I'm going to pull it up because I don't want y'all to say what Prince said. No, it's not what Prince said. I want y'all to understand what the company is doing. Why is Zoom zooming? Where are you at, Zoom? Don't try to hide from me because I'm going to find you. Is this it? No, it's not it. This is not it. Close it. I don't want to see that one. Y'all give me 1 second. That was not why Zoom is zooming. Is it? I think it's this one. Yeah, there we go. Zoom stock. This is Zoom last quarterly earnings. Why is Zoom really zooming? You're seeing Zoom just go crazy this year. Pandemic, I don't know a company that's had a better year than Zoom. This is like everybody's using Zoom. My son is using Zoom for school. News stations is using Zoom. People are at home. Radio stations are using Zoom. I'm using Zoom. He's using Zoom. Zoom stock. And I wasn't a believer in Zoom because I thought that we was going to be out of this pandemic thing. So the first quarter, I didn't pay attention to it. I said, yeah, they're going to have some good revenue, but it's going to fade away. But now we're looking at, we're probably going to be in this pandemic state until next summer easy. So let's take a look at it. All right. Okay. Zoom. This is why Zoom is zooming. Y'all ready for it? Drum roll, please. This is the balance sheet of Zoom. Last year, when you stroll all the way down this balance sheet, look at retained earnings. I think this is in thousands, right? In thousands. Last year, retained earnings for Zoom was $152,000. Then this was like last quarter, right? January 31st, 2020. This company, at the end of January of this year, this company retained earnings was $152,000. $152,000. That was their retained earnings. Guess what their retained earnings is come July 31st. 6 months later, this company has a retained earnings of $213 million. This company went from having $152,000 in retained earnings to $213 million in retained earnings in 6 months. That's why Zoom is zooming. Retained earnings, why is it so important? I'm not looking at revenue. Revenue is good. Yeah, revenue went up. It's not about how much money you make. It's about how much money you can keep. Out of all that money you earn, if you take two people, I have $1 million salary, and let's say if John has $100,000 salary, but out of my $1 million salary, I own 5 or 6 mansions. I got Bentleys and cars. So once I pay for all of my stuff every year, I'm only left with $50,000. Take another person who only makes $100,000 a year. They live below their means, and they're left with $80,000. Right there. Just because your revenue is high, I like to see how much is retained within the company. Why is retained earnings so important? It shows me how much is left after all your bills, out of all that money you brought in, after all those taxes, how much are you retaining? Because the retained earnings aligns a company to be able to better position themselves in the future. One, the likelihood you're going to go broke. So think about it. They got $200 million sitting in retained earnings. They reported in July. The second thing is the total liabilities, total, not current liabilities, the total liabilities. That means that they can pay off all of their liabilities with their total liabilities. They reported is $1.4 billion, right? So right there with their retained, not with their retained earnings. So with their network, because they reported total liabilities of $1.4 million, but they have a total asset of $2.6 million, right? So when you look at their current liabilities, you look at their debt, it is a little out of control. I don't like that, because you look at the total current liabilities, $1.2 million. Their total liability is $1.4 million. Their total current liability is $1.2 million. So within the next year, they owe $1.2 million. But then again, they owe $1.2 million in current liabilities, but they have $2.2 billion in current assets. Total current assets. So they have a large amount of working capital, a nice piece of working capital, but their retained earnings just jumped up crazy on the balance sheet. So the retained earnings went from $152,000 to $213 million in 6 months. That itself is why Zoom is zooming, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Zoom is zooming. You're right. E.D. Baz says churches are using Zoom. Churches are using Zoom. Schools are using Zoom. But you got to pay attention to the finances. You're right. People are using it. Yes, I use it. Everybody's using it. I don't know how many shows I've done. I've used Zoom. I'm using a variation of Zoom right now. But guess what? As you're seeing more people use Zoom, I thought this whole pandemic thing was going to be done. But it looked like it's going to be around for another 6 months. I'm looking for another blowout earnings season for Zoom. Another bloom. And some people are thinking, man, I can't wait till this pandemic is over and we all just get back to normal. I think normal as we knew it will no longer be here. I think some companies has been teleworking for the last year are not going to go back. They're going to say, hey, we was getting the same job done without being in the office. Let mom stay at home and be a mom. Let dad stay at home and be a dad. Why do I want to do that commute? Why do I want to drive through the snow and get on the elevator and go up to this office to do the same thing that I was doing at home just fine last year? Plus, this can lower my company's overhead if I don't have a building. John Mark says, hi, sir. John, how you doing? John, where you from? King Carter. What's going on, King Carter? He said, I had a 490 call on Zoom and sold it for 560. I hope it goes down to 500 so I can get another. That 490 call is looking pretty nice right now. I don't know what the expiration date was. But that 490 call, because Zoom is about, what, a little bit over 500 right now? Zoom had a good day today. Even though the whole market was down, Zoom still had a pretty good day. But when you look at the finances, Zoom's retained earnings went crazy over the last 6 months. That's why Zoom stock is zooming from a fundamental standpoint. When I looked at the company, I said, why is this company just zooming? I looked at the finances, and I said, whoa, look at those retained earnings. Those things look very, very nice. Miss Destiny Roberts, she said, walking through the finances have been really helpful. Thank you. Fundamentals. It's not the finances. It's the fundamentals. Because something I learned from Warren Buffett, he said, don't look at you're buying a stock. Look at buying the whole company. Look at if you had the opportunity to buy Zoom. How much is Zoom trading for? Oh, it's trading for $500 billion. Let's look at the earnings to see if they have the earnings to justify. If I wanted to sell a company, if I was going to, right now, Ms. Destiny, if you was going to buy a hair salon and somebody said, I will sell you this hair salon for $1 million, what is the number one thing you're going to pay attention to on that company to see if it's worth $1 million? What's the number one thing? You are there in Sacramento. Someone's saying, hey, I'm willing to sell you my hair company for $1 million. What's the first thing you're going to look at, you know? If you had the $1 million, if you had the 10, money is not the issue. You got millions of dollars. You can buy this company for $1 million. What are you going to look at? The first thing you should look at, or investors look at it. Michael, what's going on? Canada, how you doing out there in Canada? Good evening, Prince, and everyone that is watching. Thank you. Look Look at Max B coming in here, sounding all technical. He said PL's needs to stay, need to see the debt first, who I owe. So PL, I think he means profit and loss. Profit and loss is another name for the income statement. But then he says, I want to look at the trash, the cash, right? Destiny, you got it right. Profitability, sustainability. How much are you making? Do you have the earnings to justify a $1 million buyout? It's the earnings. You can say whatever price you want, but do you have the profitability? Right now, let's say if I'm looking for somebody to market this video. Somebody come to me and say, hey, Prince, I can market your show for $100,000, right? I'm not going to be like, you crazy. You can't market my show. But if me giving you $100,000 to market my show would generate me $300,000, I will do it. But me giving you $100,000, a bunch of, you know, it's nothing to measure by. It's nothing that I can see. I'm not going to be tuned into it, right? You have all these people that hit me up, Prince, let me market your book series. I can market it better and da-da-da-da. I asked them, what are the guarantees? What earnings? If I give you $5,000, are you going to bring me back six? If I'm a portfolio manager, you give me $1,000 and I bring you back $0, but I want a fee, you're going to have a problem with that. You're going to say, well, I gave you $1,000. You brought me $1,000 back and you want $200 of my $1,000. How do you feel? How would you feel? You say, man, I'm good. I'll pass, right? But if you gave Prentice Dykes $1,000 and I brought you back $500, and when I brought you back that $500, I said, hey, are you okay if I kept 1% of, let's say if I kept $20, you're like, whoa, I gave you $1,000, you brought me back $300, and you only want 20 bucks, you give it to the person. So the fundamentals, and you're saying profit and sustainability, you're correct. You're looking at, is this company profitable? How can you find out if a company is profitable? The quickest way is to look at certain indicators, but you can find out if a company is profitable by looking at the income statement. Max B said, looking at the cash, how much cash do you have? How much cash do you have in your hand? He said, looking at the PL statement, that's the income statement. Statement is telling me what's at the top line. What's the top line revenue? How much revenue are you generating? Once all that revenue is done, how much money the retained earnings? Zoom. Why is Zoom jumping crazy? Why am I interested in Zoom? I'm not interested in Zoom because schools use it, church uses it, things like that. I'm looking at Zoom because of the retained earnings that I can see on the balance sheet. They made a huge jump. I haven't even done the bank. Right? Look at, there you go, Mark. Mark is telling you right there, money in the bank. Money in the bank, that's the balance sheet, right? The balance sheet is going to tell me how much money is in the bank. Income statement is going to tell me how much money is coming in. Cash flow is going to tell me how much money is flowing in and out of this cash via cash flow statement is broken down into three sections. Operations. How much cash flow is generating from operations? How much cash flow is generation from investing? That's the second section. Last section, how much cash flow is generating from financing? Are you using a bunch of debt? Are you selling stocks? Are you selling bonds? What are you doing? So these are the fundamentals. So when you say, well, Prince, looking at the finances helps out, I'm like, that's basic. That's the fundamental, becoming fundamental. Kareem Smith, what's going on? Hello from Las Vegas. We got Las Vegas in here. Washington, Atlanta, New York, the Bay Area is in here strong. I saw a couple people from the Bay Area. Oh, Miss Crystal McLean, thank you. She said, this is good info. Teach. I'm going to be helping her launch her book tomorrow. I think it's 7:30. I confirmed I will be there helping her launch her children's financial literacy book. You know, I'm always big on financial literacy, and I think the way to change everything is financial literacy for kids. So, you know, I'm the founder of the Global Children Financial Literacy Foundation. So I will be helping her. Congratulations, Ms. Crystal, on your first book for teaching kids financial literacy. I pre-ordered my copy. I haven't seen it yet, but definitely thank you. And I'm honored to help you launch your book tomorrow. He said, Cole Young from Cali. Cali's hitting heavy today. Okay, I see you, California. I see you, California. He said, Max B said, my favorite ratios are current ratios. The current ratio, that's current total liabilities minus total liabilities and total current assets. That's going to give you the working capital. How much money does this company has to work with to grow the company? The PE ratio and the DB ratio, he's looking at debt. How much are you earning according to your price? Yeah, everybody's saying, Max B says, congratulations, Queen. Miss Crawford Benjamin saying congratulations. King Carter saying congratulations. Yes, I will be helping her lunch tomorrow. She reached out to me to help her to be a part of her virtual book launch. So I'm always about supporting people. I learned the key and the secret to success is to support other people. I was at a book signing on Saturday. Shouts out to Ray Crawford, Broncos legend, for his new book as well. So I'm always looking to support other people as well. Right? That's how the support come back to you. You get in the universal, you get in the universe what you get out. Hold on, where is she at on here? Nathaniel says, what is a good investment strategy? Before I get into that, I want to let her know. Lucky's mom says, congratulations, Crystal. Destiny says, congratulations. I know Lucky's mom's out of Jacksonville. Destiny's out of Sacramento. She says, congratulations. King Carter says, congratulations. That's a stuntman out of New York City. Miss Crawford Benjamin, she's out of North Carolina. She says, congratulations. Max B's out of Washington. He says, congratulations. So congratulations, Miss Crystal. Thank you for having me be a part of your children's financial literacy book. We definitely on your way to become a bestseller. Here we go here. Where are we now? Nathan had a good question here. I just had it highlighted. What are some good investment strategies when you are 18? Okay, very good question. Very smart. What are some good investment strategies when you are 18 years old, right? First thing I would do, depends on your level of knowledge of investing. If you're very good at investing, you can make better judgments. But if it was me, being a young man, depending on how much money you have, of course, I don't know your whole situation. I'm just generalizing, right? So I don't want anybody looking and say, hey, well, you don't know if he's rich, poor, taxed. I'm not looking at a professional financial counseling section here because I don't know his situation. But if it was me, first thing I would start with an index, S&P 500. If you follow this show, you already know I'm going to say that, an index, SWPPX. I would invest and I would institute a dollar cost averaging approach, meaning every month, maybe if you got paid once a month, the first of the month, you don't care, you set up an automatic investment to purchase the SWPPX. Now, depending on your tax situation, I would look for a Roth IRA. A Roth IRA is meaning that you're paying taxes now. Usually when you're 18 years old, you're not making as much money. This lowers your tax burden. I wouldn't be overly concerned, depending on your if you're trying to grow. I would be interested in growth. I would be interested in growing as much money as possible. First thing I would figure out before we even do that. Y'all give me 1 second here. Before I would do that. Okay.
Give me 1 second here. All right, I'm going to have to wrap this up quick because I don't know what's going on with my charger here. And I don't want to die on y'all. If I do, I'll be back. But the first thing I would do is how much money do I need to retire? I will figure out what is my number. If you're in the military, whatever your job field is, I would try to figure out what is my number I need to retire. If you're retiring in 20, 30 years, I need $500,000. I need $5 million, whatever that case is. Then I would build an investment strategy for that. But since I know you probably won't do that, I will start with a Roth IRA. I will contribute to my Roth IRA and have my Roth IRA buy me the index fund that's automatically reinvested. So where is it going to be sold at? Well, I have to speak to Miss Crystal. I'm pretty sure. I think it's on Amazon. I know it's on Amazon. I know I pre-ordered. So shouts out to her. So, yes, support other people, help other people out, and things like that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to cut this show quick today. Well, not quick, but I've been over here over an hour. But I have to cut it because my charger, I don't know where it's at. It's not acting right. So I don't want this thing to cut out prematurely. So what am I going to do is I'm going to go ahead and cut the show. And I thank everybody for tuning in today. Y'all look out. Look out for the investor show. I hope y'all learned something today about Zoom. Why is it really Zooming? Hope y'all learned something about the Snapchat and what was going on in the market. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to close out today's show. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me doing around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.